said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing
there are two types of obsessions. Certain people are obsessed with stuffing themselves with whatever that is available, and there are others who are obsessed with fasting. Both of them miss the bus. Definitely, we are not bodies. We are beings of light. But we have been told and conditioned from our childhood to keep eating and eating and eating. And man is such an unpredictable person, animal. He has eaten almost anything and everything. There is nothing left which a man has not eaten. Time is unpredictable. Amount is unpredictable. Type of things he has eaten is also unpredictable. Even after eating, person remains hungry. In fact, eating is a joy. Eating is a celebration. Eating is divine. Annam Brahma. To taste it, to see it, to enjoy the flavor, to feel it, and to eat with gratitude, to eat with love, is what eating is all about. We eat because we want to become powerful. But the process itself takes away the power. The process itself becomes energy consuming rather than energy giving. There are so many factors that affect. Eating is a prayer. It should be done in silence. It should be done with love and gratitude. And whatever that you eat should not make you intoxicated, should not make you heavy, should not make you sleepy and drowsy. But we often see that people eat and immediately after eating they want to go to sleep because that was a drug. Food acts as a drug, an intoxicating drug, and they go off to sleep. People eat in hurry. People eat with irritability, with complaints. So when there is hatred and anger in the mind and you eat in the state of anger, even if the food which you are eating is non-violent, it becomes violence in the system. You might be eating plant-based, but it becomes non-veg. So eating is a celebration. Enjoy it. Make it divine. Pavlov has done many experiments in Russia. A dog is there and the food is shown and the bell rings and the gastric secretion start. The bell rings, the food is shown. Gastric secretion starts next day, third day, fourth day. Now the cat is brought. Dog is not there. And the food is shown. And the gastric secretion start in the cat. She is ready to eat. But immediately dog is brought. And the presence of the dog stops the gastric secretions in cat. And they don't start for next few hours. So there is a fear. So emotions and our body and the food we eat is very deeply connected. So if you eat in the state of fear, anger, irritability, with complaints, they will have their effects. And we are chemical compositions. Even if a person is saintly person, whatever he is given to eat, it will have the same effect. No matter, it is Socrates. But he was given poison, but it killed him. Whether it is Mahatma Gandhi, where the bullet entered, but still, because body is a chemical composition. So whatever you put into the system, no matter who you are, a saint or sinner, attached to any spiritual institution or an atheist, believer or non-believer, it will have its effect. So, we need to understand this deeply. Because whatever you eat is divided in three parts. The grossest part become the excreta. The middle part go and become your body. And the subtler part of that food goes and becomes your mind. So food is mind. Thoughts, emotions, they are the result of what you have eaten. So you have to be extremely careful before you put anything into the system. Because food is an information. If you put too much information, body is confused. It cannot read. What is it? So the journey of pranic journey starts with understanding our relationships with food. What is it? It's not about just becoming, doing some fast or going into the denial mode or refusal mode. It's not about that or to suffer. It's not about that. Rather, fasting is not much recommended in the pranic journey. It's not the journey of pain and suffering. It's the journey of celebration and joy and feasting, not fasting. So yesterday we saw about 12 methods of absorbing chi from nature. So what were the methods? Walk barefoot. So when you walk barefoot, you are in touch with Mother Earth. You are energized. Your energy levels increase so high. Your sleep go down. Your vision increases. Clarity of vision increases. Your sleep quality improves. And one more thing. You become more alert. You become more alert. Because every step, every footstep you keep, you remain watchful what is there. And gradually you reach a stage when thorns don't hurt you. The earth becomes your friend. You are no more hurt. It is a free reflexology session. It is a free acupuncture session. And these all, the five toes, they are connected. Pineal, pituitary, amygdala, different centers of the brain. Happiness hormones are stimulated. Your mood increases, your vitality increases. You become powerful suddenly. You feel that your mood is so high all the time. Otherwise, there were mood fluctuations. Sometimes you feel happy, sometimes unhappy. Stressful. Barefoot walk is an earth thing. So one is this. Second, we'll just revise what we discussed yesterday. Second, deep pranic breathing. Then, the more you breathe, the less you eat. Sit in nature. Just sit like this and absorb prana. Every pore of my body, I am absorbing energy. I am full of energy. When you are full, how can you eat now? Next. Drink pure water and eat light food. Eat those food That food which is where there is a light trapped. Sun trapped. Uncooked. As much as possible. Include as much as fresh as possible, organic. Then, next, take energy from sun. Today we will see that in detail. Eat the sun. It is known as eat the sun. Next, tree hugging. Hug the tree, hug the rocks, hug the earth and feel the energy, the free flow of energy within the system. Then, walk in the wind. When there is a wind, there is a breeze, just walk and feel the energy. Yeah? You can do it in the mind also, but better to begin in the physical manner. If you have that experience, then you can do in mind also. Then, ask Mother Nature or the cosmos to fill you with energy. Receive the chi energy within the body. Receive the healing power of the universe within you. You know, there are three methods by which you can heal. First, the power of soul itself is enough to heal the body. Second, with the power of Supreme Soul, God. You take energy directly from God. Four methods. Third, nature. You take the energy from the universe and heal yourself. And fourth, Brahma element. These are five elements. This is the sixth element. That must also be having healing power. So you can take that energy. You feel you are in good Paramdham. You yourself are powerful. The power from God and sixth element. You can derive energy from that sixth element and heal the body. What else? Yesterday what we saw? Visualize the chakra system within the system and feel that every chakra is getting opened up. My aura is increasing, chakras are getting opened up and the blockages are getting removed. And there is a free flow of energy, free flow, dhara pravaha, throughout the system, unblocked. And the new world you are entering, you are feeling as if you are a being of light. I am not body, nachabhati bhuta sangham. I am not just this assemblage of bone, muscles, tendons, flesh, but something else. I am Supreme Consciousness housed in this material body. What else? Tai Chi and Qigong. What else? Salt water bath. Yeah, even that is increasing your aura. What else? But what we saw yesterday. So, there were the 12 methods. The 13th is meditation. Meditation is the most powerful method of pranic living. Without meditation, you cannot become a pranic being. Pranic being is someone who survives on prana. He doesn't need physical food, material food, sakari bhojan. He doesn't need the gross. Because you learn to survive on subtle energies of the universe. And there are three criteria for pranic living. If these three are not fulfilled, you are not on the pranic journey. First, your energy level will be very high. You are not eating and yet your energy level is extremely high. That shows that you are on the pranic pathway. Second, weight stabilization. Your weight will become stable. Otherwise, people do fast and they become cachexic, moribund. They lose extreme weights. That is not recommended at all. Because they are on the journey for detox. They are trying to get rid of some disease or they are trying to lose body weight. The journey of body weight loss is different. The journey of nature cure and getting rid of some diseases or juicing to get rid of cancer or some deeper skin diseases or other diseases. This is different. Pranic journey is not the journey of detox. Pranic journey is not the journey of just getting rid of some bodily ailment. It is different. It is a journey where weight will get stabilized. You will not decide what is your weight. Cosmos will decide. You are not doing anything to lose weight or to gain weight also. because first you will lose weight. Like in India, what people do, they go for detox center and they go for juicing and everything, and 3 months they lose 15 kg weight. And after losing weight, they are so happy, they want to celebrate. And there is only one method known of celebration in India. And what is that? To eat. Food party. And they again gain weight. In 15 days. They took 3 months to lose weight and they gain weight in 15 days. And remember, there was one patient who was admitted in the hospital just for weight loss. Her weight was 140. So she lost, she was kept for 1.5 months or more. So she lost about 30 kg weight. She was starved like anything. So when she was discharged, she came back after 1 month. She was again the same. So that is not a pranic journey. So the second criteria is weight stabilization. And third, your sleep will reduce by half. And yet you are extremely energetic. Interviews by so many Vegetarians, if you listen to, they say we sleep for 90 minutes. Some say that we sleep just for 3-4 hours. Or sometimes 1 hour in a week or so. There are people like this. And they have so much power, so much time. They are productive. They are working for some, they are not spiritual people. They are doing their own laukik work. Because their body is tuned. They don't need much. You drink a glass of juice, that's enough for the whole day. Now you don't want anything. Exercise you have to do because you are eating grains. Because it is stiffening the joints. Now, in fact, that is not recommended in this journey much. But yes, they are necessary. We will see about that, loosening exercises. Movement is must. But the purpose with which people do, that is very different. They eat so much and they go to the gym and they keep on workout there. That is an entirely different thing. So, these are the three criteria of pranic living. So, today we will see something about eating the sun. Sun is a very powerful source of energy. And cosmic rays are very powerful. What are the sources of prana? Prana is everywhere. Prana is within us. Prana is without us. And three major sources of prana is solar prana, ground prana, and air prana. Air vitality globule, ground vitality globule, and this is known as solar program, solar nutrition program. And there are two things in this, sun gazing and sun bathing. So, when you expose yourself to sun, because sun is the primary source, remember that. Whatever plants and whatever fruits, from where they get their energy? Sun. There was an experiment performed by a scientist in 17th century. What he did? This is the earth. And he planted a tree. So, when the tree was small, sapling, he measured the amount of soil which is there. Then the tree grew. Again he measured. The soil was same. Now the tree, the sapling has become a tree. But the soil is same. So, the soil is same. The soil has not become tree. There are fruits. But from where the fruits are coming? They are not coming from soil. Because soil is same. So, from where they are coming? They are coming from the cosmic rays. The colors from where they are coming, the taste from where it is coming, the cosmic rays. The cosmic rays are very powerful. So when you derive your nutrition from the cosmic rays and cosmic energy, cosmic micro dust, you get everything. Because sun is the major source. From sun, plants derive nutrition. And from plants, what we do? We again process them. So it has become tertiary. So primary, secondary, and this is tertiary. And then we put into the system where there is hardly any nutrition there. Where everything is burnt. And that's why we have burnouts. and emotions which are very low, low vibrations. So when you survive on light, you become extremely energetic. You become extremely powerful. Rather, you become superhuman being. You start developing certain super qualities or super abilities, telekinesia, clairvoyance, clairaudience. All these abilities come to you. So that process is known as reconnecting with sun. Or you become a pressure solar cooker yourself. Solarium. So there was a one man, HRM, Hira Ratan Manek. In 1962, when he was at Pondicherry, the mother told him to go and teach the world the powers of sun. And he began his journey, HRM. And this method of sun gazing is known as HRM sun gazing. So he kept on experimenting and experimenting and experimenting. Mahavira was in the jungle for 12 years. And in those 12 years, it is said that he just ate only 365 or a few days. Rest of the time, he was not eating. But he was not fasting also. He was full of energy, divine energy. Weight stabilization. There is no weight loss. So, most important thing is to reconnect with nature. To connect with heavenly galaxy bodies. To see them, to feel them. So you can begin with few seconds, 1 hour before sunset and 1 hour after sunrise. Stand barefoot. Watch the sun. Few seconds. You can gradually increase 10 seconds, 30 seconds, 1 minute, few minutes. Few minutes a day is enough. Gradually you can reach up to 40 minutes. 44 minutes, they say. So first 3 months, then 6 months, 9 months, total 9 months. And when you see, create new thoughts within you. Prana is what I need. Whatever vitamins, whatever minerals, whatever nutrition I need, all nutrients are coming to me through this. And I don't need anything more than this. So your cells will listen to you. It is a mental reprogramming. Because we have the belief system, we have been programmed that if you don't eat, you will die. First of all, you have to kick this belief system from the system. If I don't eat, I die. Remove this. I will become old. Remove this from the belief system. I am becoming younger and younger. I am becoming full of energy. Because you are being of light and I am full of light. I don't need anything more than light. I am a light eater. I am a light worker. Eat the sun. So, you make friendship with sun. But what do people do, you know? We have been doing sun gazing from last 3 years, but our weight is not decreasing. Because your purpose of doing sun gazing is weight loss, so it will never happen. You have to fall in love with nature. You are not doing it for becoming free from any disease or anything. You are just doing it out of love. So when that love energy flows in you, you are a different being. You are a different person. You have to eat the sun like that. So, if you fear the heavy rays of sun, you can sit with closed eyes. You can watch the sun with closed eyes. Even that is powerful. Closed eyes method. Closed eyes method. So watch. Close the eyes and watch. And let the energy come. And create new thoughts. You can convert this as a meditation. Feel the sun is none but Shiva Baba. He is God. And I am in front of him. The sun of knowledge. Second, he is constant and stable. Akras, I am also constant and stable. He is the light of the world. It is coming and filling the whole earth with light. I am the light of the world. I am the sun of the world. I am filling the whole world with light of knowledge. Then, the sun is, the rays are entering and stimulating my pineal gland. pituitary gland, hypothalamus, pineal pituitary hypothalamus, and hormones are getting secreted. I am full of energy. All the chakras are getting activated, aura is increasing. The blockages are getting removed and the vices which are within in the subconscious mind are getting released. And I am full of love and full of light. I am a viceless being. So you convert the session into a meditation session. And make it incorporate into your daily routine. You do it because you love it. And gradually you will realize after 3 months, appetite is going down. After 6 months, appetite is further going down. At the end of 9 months, you don't want to eat. But you are full of energy. Extreme energy, high energy. And one more, you are free from all physical diseases. All the mental diseases. Psychological stress and psychological tension. Sleeplessness, insomnia and so many various maladies. And you become, you are a different person. This is a dvija. You become a newborn person. So, this is one of the methods. There are so many. Now, there are countries where there is no sun. So, should you sit and cry? No. There are so many other methods then. You don't have to remain dependent on any one method. This is just one method. This is also an addiction then. Forget it. Earth is there. Air is there all the time. And most importantly, remember, the source of prana is mind. It is not just sun, it is mind. You don't need anything. So it's a journey of food freedom. Not just food freedom. It is a journey of becoming independent. Not just, it is a journey to become, to enter a new world, to new life. It is a pranic journey. It is a journey of light. It is a journey of higher consciousness. It is a journey of spirituality. Food is a very minor component in this. It's a side effect rather, a very small one. But you enter into a new world and you are free from the pharmacy. You are free from doctors. You are free from diseases. Your money is saved, your time is saved, your eating energy is saved and your thoughts are saved. Your gastric secretions are saved. And you have so much time, now then you have to decide what you have to do. You become free from persons because when you eat, the person who has prepared, you become a slave to that person. You get emotionally attached. So you don't want anything. Woman, I don't need you. Man, I don't need you. I am free. So you enter into the fireless world. So it's a journey. Begin the journey. It's not one day game. It takes years together to reach the new level of belief system. It's changing the mind programming. It's not about eating this or eating, I don't eat this and I don't eat that. It is not about that. It is, you are entering into a new world where you survive on light. You are a light eater. You are, you know, you need this much, little you need and you are full. And now you can direct your energies to so many other things of life. Your priorities change. When food change, your priorities change. When food change, your emotions change. When food change, your belief systems change. When food change, your sanskar parivartan starts. And this is the only method. There are three methods to achieve. First is Rajyoga. Second is this. And third, I will tell later on. There are only three methods to reach the final destination. The first method is taught by God Shiva, that is Rajyoga. The second method is Vridharian lifestyle, and there is third more. Only three. Only and only three. First do these two, then we'll come to the third one. If you can do these three, you will reach perfection. Om Shanti.
त्वमेव माता च पिता त्वमेव त्वमेव बन्धुश्च सखा त्वमेव त्वमेव विद्या द्रविणं त्वमेव Make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive.